Have you been seeing all the stuff going on with that Co-op Live venue in Manchester?
The what?
You haven't seen this. There's a new gig venue that opened up in Manchester that's like the biggest indoor venue in the UK now. And it keeps delaying people's gigs because there's problems with the stadium. Like, the last thing was apparently a problem with the air conditioning. And our good friend, Mr. Peter Kay, had to delay his show because of it.
Oh, the genuine article.
Yeah, the genuine article himself. The funniest thing is he rescheduled his dates by a month. And since then, several people have had their gigs cancelled, including Olivia Rodrigo. And I genuinely think Peter will end up having to move his dates again.
What? What's the problem with it?
I don't know. Apparently air conditioning is causing a problem, but who knows? I think it'd be a great opportunity for a Doctor Who episode. Oh. The curse of the Co-op Live.
Hey, mate, look, that's a pretty good prediction.
I think that's a pretty good prediction too. Maybe we should predict that Peter Kay will return to the Co-op Live, much like he'll return to Doctor Who as the Absorbaloff.
Okay,
that's pushing it. But we are talking about predictions, so roll the intro. Welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. My name's Troy, his name is Crispy, and we're the hotline that accepts your calls from all throughout time and space. And today, Crispy, we're here to take final predictions for Doctor Who Season 1. Can you believe it's just over a week away?
I am so excited. Our first full season to review, Troy.
We're
not just dealing with specials anymore. It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years on this damn program of ours. And we haven't reviewed a single season of Doctor Who. Well, I mean, we've reviewed every other season retrospectively, but live?
That's true.
This is the first one, and I'm so excited. Wow.
It's an exciting time. It truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, now the time this episode's going out, it's even less than a week away.
Oh my gosh. I hope everyone's buzzing. I hope everyone's excited for Mr. Gatwa and Miss Gibson to take on the screen.
Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting.
Which, speaking of, I think we should do a tiny bit of housekeeping at the start of this episode for our regular listeners.
Oh, well, I thought I cleaned the room, like, a little bit for the camera. What are you,
all
did
right,
you clean your
right,
room?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are obviously here at Who's There HQ preparing for Season 1's release of Who's There Doctor Who podcast. Of the show, sorry, not the podcast, whatever. It's everything's coming together. It's all coming together. The point being, some of you may be wondering how we're going to manage calls going forward for the new season, and we are going to be putting out a call where every week on the Saturday when these episodes go out, we're basically going to ask you if you can watch the episode and send your calls in instantaneously as soon as you can, because we're going to be trying to record the Saturday's episode for the Tuesday. It's going to be a quick turnaround, so there won't be much time for you to get your calls in, but we want them, so submit them. However, we will remind you this every week, but we need to make sure that this week's is known, because obviously two episodes drop on May 10th, episode 1 being Space Babies, episode 2 being The Devil's Court.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be tough.
So, Crispy, do you want to tell everyone when the episodes are coming out as a little tease?
Oh, my. This is an exclusive.
I know.
Not really. Okay, so everyone, Troy and I are going to do something unprecedented.
I know.
Unheard of in the Who's There community. You, much like Doctor Who, you are going to get back-to-back Who's There. So we finally answer the question, who's there? Oh, it's us, releasing on a Monday and a Tuesday. That's right, back to back. Instead of our usual slot on Tuesday, which you will get, we will be releasing first thing Monday morning in the UK and first thing Tuesday morning in the UK. Monday morning being Space Babies and Tuesday being The Devil's Court. So it's going to be a crazy turnaround, and we need your calls for both episodes. Maybe if you could leave us two messages.
I was about to ask that exact thing. Look at that. It's like we finish each other's
sandwiches.
Oh, all right. Well, you had to ruin that. So when you've seen both the episodes this week in particular, please submit a call for each of them, because we'll want unique recording sessions for both episodes. So we don't want calls that talk about both, because then that will obviously ruin the flow. And you can't ruin our flow. That's our job. So if you can send in a call for each of them, basically, if you have thoughts on one episode or both, send them in, but make sure each call is unique to a particular episode. And basically, as soon as the episode's gone out, please let us know. The best time to keep an eye out will be in the Discord server. I will ping there to make sure we get at least a few calls in case any of you forget to do it, but link to that is in the description. So just keep an eye out. This week in particular, two calls, but we'll remind you every week of the process, so do not worry. Anyway, I think it's time we get some final predictions in, don't you, Crispy?
Oh, mate, I am so excited. But before we... Oh, no, we'll take one call and then I'll ask you a question.
You've got a question for me. All right, take a call first, then ask me a question. Yeah, come
on. Mate, the floodgates have opened. I think the hype for season one is most definitely there. We have a lot of calls. All right, here we go. This one is from Peter. Do you want Peter's one as to...
Yeah, I want Peter.
What they think's going to happen in season one?
I want Peter Griffin's call. What's he got to say?
Hello, Peter Griffin. Welcome to the program. What have you got?
Hello? Connor.
Ah, very good. Thank you, Peter. we're off to a flying start.
Just Clara. Fantastic.
Just Clara. Do you know what Peter that was? That wasn't Peter Griffin, mate.
No, I thought it was, and I'm very disappointed now. You know, I thought it was going to be like, hey, Lois. Sorry.
No, that was Oscar winner Peter Capaldi.
Oh, wow. So, the winner for Oscar Award for Best Short Film in 1990, whatever it was, 1995 or something? I don't even know.
Absolute king. So thank you for calling in, Peter Capaldi.
Clara's not going to be season one, though. Nice try.
No, nice try, Peter Capaldi, but sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, so, shall
What's
we take a... Oh, my question for you?
What's your question?
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. I have some sad news, Troy.
What's your sad news?
Just in my life. So, there was this program here in Australia called the YouTube Accelerator Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically if you had between 1,000 and 100K subscribers, you could apply for this thing. And you could get mentorship from like these people that have like millions of subscribers. And it was this big thing. And I put my heart and soul into this application. Anyway, they got back to me yesterday and they were like, oh, sorry, you haven't been accepted.
Uh-huh.
So,
do you know why? It's because you're already cooking with your new video style. They can't teach you anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Troy. That's why I need to tell you these things. Just to, you know, my ego was already inflated and then it was deflated slightly and now we're back up on top.
I'm here with the balloon pop. I'm going to blow it up so much it'll pop.
Yeah, I'm going to pop off. Especially during season one, tell you what. Anyway, I don't know. I just felt like I should ask you how you are and keep you updated with my life.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, I experienced what adulthood is like this week. You know why?
Oh my gosh, you finally went through puberty. Congratulations, Troy. I'm so proud of you.
How old do you think I am?
Are you not 18?
You better hope I'm older than 18, otherwise this little venture we're in is a bit strange with you, Mr. Grand Old Age of 26. I lose track.
I am almost 34.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I don't know why it's your age in particular that I'm so bad at remembering. Maybe it's because you're older than me and I always imagine that, no, it's not possible for someone to be older than me.
Yeah, well, you're so wise.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so wise. No one can be older because no one can be wiser. Exactly. No, I purchased a video game last Friday. Crispy. I think I told you about it.
That's very grown up of you.
No, wait. Stay with me on
this.
Okay,
yeah.
It goes by the name of Stellar Blade. I think I mentioned it to you, said I was excited for it. I played 1 hour of it the day it came out, and then had no free time to play it until today. So this is Friday to now. I went 6 days without playing any video games because I had other things going on.
You
is
went
that what it's like to be an
6
adult?
Days without playing any video games?
There you go. There you go.
Wow. I imagine in the back of your room you have a sign that says days without video games. And
really
you just every day you just add the next number and now today you've just wiped it clean.
Yep. The last two nights, I've been out 3 nights in a row. I had a friend come over from Canada and we've been out every night since. So I've not been out in Liverpool that often, that frequently since you came. But for some reason, this last week in particular, every time I've come home, I've gone, I'm just going to bed, which is just like so unlike me.
Wow, Troy. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what, Troy? I have something that is going to get you out of bed, and it's these callers.
I was going to say, throw another one
callers.
My way, baby. What do we got? What do we got?
Okay, we have Hoob.
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 Dr. Hoob.
What do you think is going to happen in season one, Hoob?
So this links back to what you discussed on the bingo card last episode, but I think we are going to see Shooty's reveal costume again, and we are going to see narrative cutbacks. And I think that those scenes that we saw of the Doctor before he and Ruby met, are actually a version of him from the future, like in the finale. And we're going to cut back to those, and those are going to be him observing Ruby to figure out her origins or something like that.
Oh, Hoop is cooking.
Oh, Hoop that is a bit Clara-esque, a bit like Eleven watching Clara grow up.
Ooh. That's Rings of Akaten. That's exactly what I thought. When he's exactly. Like, who the heck are you? Yeah. Interesting.
She's not possible.
That is an interesting comparison between the two, because the Doctor with Clara was like, oh, she's this mystery. And Ruby, there is a mystery associated, but it's not so much her, it's like, where did you come from type thing. I don't know, man.
I'm just trying to think chronologically when Shooty shows up in the main timeline of the episode running along the roof. He's like, what the hell are you doing? You know, all that. Do they have a conversation on the Goblin ship where he mentions some of their previous bad luck? Like, by name. I don't think they mention any of the previous things by name. He doesn't mention, like, the snowman or anything like that, or her having her shopping cut open. I mean, he wasn't there for the shopping being cut open, but you know what I mean? So I'm thinking from that point onwards, if there's no real reference to, you know, him in the bar or anything like that, which, to be fair, there wouldn't, because that was a Disney scene that was added in later anyway, so that aids it. That does back the theory that those scenes could have been done later in Shooty's timeline, basically, gone back and investigated more about her.
Mate, I feel like we're onto something.
He said to her that the bad luck is worse than the bad luck. He said it's worse than that. Maybe what's worse than that is whatever happens in The Legend of Ruby Sunday.
Oh my God. Troy, make a video on Troy's thoughts called I Watch the Church on Ruby Road in 0.5 speed so you don't have to, and just go and dissect every frame of that thing, because I reckon you're onto something. I reckon you and Hoob,
I agree,
should start a little detective agency.
Hit me up, Hoob. Let's do it. We'll start a podcast together. We'll call it Hoob's There.
Hoob's There?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Okay, have we got that's new? Liberty? Have we had a call?
I was
going to
say,
Liberty,
give me
before?
Liberty. Isn't that a phrase? I like that. Give me Liberty.
All right, let's have some Liberty. Hello, Liberty. If you're new, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Let's see what statue you've got to say.
My main prediction is I think Ruby will be revealed as a new Who alien companion, which is The Legend of Ruby Sunday. My boyfriend's prediction is that something is going on with time. We see Ruby aged up and in the Beatles clothing that the world is ending, which makes him think something's going on with time. Anyways, excited to watch along with the Who's There podcast, Alan Z.
Oh, Alan Z to you,
Alan
Liberty.
Alan Z, baby. Love it.
Oh, I
love
like
it.
That. Can we, in the future, get some of you end your calls with Alan Z? That's funny.
Yeah, actually, I like that. Yeah, all of you do it. It's now compulsory. There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Liberty. Wow, okay. Another thing I liked about Liberty's message was that she's like, this is my theory, and then I've got my boyfriend's theory here as well. I like the fact that you're including everyone in this discussion, Liberty.
So she's a good actor. She's a good actor.
No. Anyone that's not single in the Who community, something's up.
Yeah, like you. So
something's up.
We need to talk, Crispy. We need to talk. Am I the only one who doesn't love the idea? Not like, I don't mind it, but I don't love the idea of an alien companion. Like a human that's actually an alien.
Idea.
If it's going to be an alien, just do it outright. I don't know about the rug pull alien thing. Maybe it's because I've
not seen
it happen
reveal.
Yet. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I just think Secret Invasion did it so well.
Don't even talk to me about that absolute dumpster fire. Don't you dare. It still haunts my dreams, the potential that was squandered there. Oh.
Maybe. Look, I don't know. I do know. I've got to stop saying that. That's what, talking about girlfriends and stuff, that's one note that my girlfriend had about my podcast.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me
this. Yeah. She's like, whatever I hear, you just go, oh, I don't know. She's like, yes, you do know. You
yeah,
do
don't
know,
be offensive,
okay,
Crispy?
Gosh, so I do know.
What's your thoughts
I do
on Chris
know.
Chibnall?
I don't know.
Oh, he's a Chibnall fence sitter. He's a Chibnall fence sitter.
I love Chibnall. I love Chibnall. I'm gonna have
I
him
guess
around
we'll have
for
to have
dinner
a
soon.
Conversation.
Actually, I'm a bit socially
Let's have a conversation
awkward,
with
though.
Another caller, Alfie. What have you got to say?
Hang on. Let me just finish off with Liberty's thing. I think Russell's going to play it safe and not have Ruby be an alien in the first series. I think it's going to be very safe. If anything, season one might feel too familiar. It might feel too
And that's the season that
safe.
Apparently has no old monsters, which, again, I say it before, Chibnall tried this. It didn't work.
It's the new season 11, everyone. Or series 11, I should say.
It better not be. season 11 had a great opener, and then it went, it was, there were some good ones, but it was a bit mid beyond there. I don't want season one to be like that.
It's an interesting one. Okay, we have so many calls, dude. Who do you want?
I said Alfie. Let's not let him down now.
Oh, you want Alfie? Oh,
yeah,
hello, Alfie.
I want Alfie. What's it all about, Alfie?
How you doing, Alfie?
You won't get that joke, but oh well.
Hello, I am a first-time caller and long-time listener. And in the finale of Doctor Who Series 1, I reckon there's going to be the TARDIS. And maybe the Doctor might be there too. Possibly with Ruby Sunday. Not entirely sure about that one yet. And I reckon there could be a cameo from Donna, perhaps. Or at least she's mentioned by Rose. So, yeah. Love the podcast.
Thank you, Alfie.
I honestly thought you were going to commit to the bit for the whole 30 seconds of like, there's going to be a TARDIS, the Doctor, there might be some credits at the end, but no, then you dropped Donna in there. Hello.
Title sequence. Yeah, no, yeah. Alfie was like, yeah.
Really let my guard down to hit me with Catherine Tate. Oof.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, I think Donna's definitely going to be mentioned with a... Catherine Tate's going to be back. They got Disney money. They could do it.
She'll be there alongside the 14th Doctor.
Man.
I'm telling you before, I've said it already. Look, I've said it on the record. I don't like the idea. It just, I have this sinking feeling, that we're going to have a David Tennant show up, and I'm going to hate myself because I'll probably love it, even though I don't want him to be in Shooty's first season.
So the other day, Troy, as in yesterday, when I was driving home from work.
Yes.
I went, where's my phone? It's away from me. That's good. I went, hey, Siri.
Yeah, don't do that in the car.
I said, hey, Siri, play Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. Mm-hmm. And you know what episode played?
David Tennant is the, Shooty Gatra is the 14th Doctor.
No, it was Troy met Jodie Whittaker. And in that episode, that was episode 3 of our podcast,
episode
by the
three,
way.
Episode 3, yeah.
Over 100 episodes ago.
We're so old.
We're so old now. And in that one, we're joking so much about how David Tennant was in the bookies twice, predicted to be the 14th Doctor. And we were like, that is ridiculous. That ridiculous. So, look, all bets are off. Okay, all bets are. I've got no insight.
David Tennant's face
show.
Is in the trailer, man. I just, again, sinking feeling. We will see. Maybe there's something in the water. I don't know. We'll find out.
This show has been my favorite show for the best part of over a decade now, and I still have no idea about anything that they're going to do. I can't predict anything right. What did you just hear?
There was a thud in my room, or in my house. I was very concerned then.
Was that David being like, for goodness sake, I'll let you know I'm in it, stop talking about it.
David falling over and generating again into himself.
Into himself. Oh, no, he's bi-generated on the stairs. Okay.
So am I. All right. Who's next?
Okay, let's take another caller, shall we?
Who have we got?
Oh, no.
Who are you picking?
Troy, we have an imposter on the old hotline here. We have a Slitheen in our chat.
Oh,
we
you don't mean the hit video game Among Us?
No. In the hit video game Doctor Who Top Trumps. Here we go, Stan the Slitheen.
PS2 Slitheen!
Hello, Stan the Slitheen. What have you got to say?
Hello, Troy Berculosis and King of the Potato People. It is I, Stan Slitheen, here. And
stop.
I think that the Meddling Monk is definitely going to return in Series 1. Because at the end of the original story, the Meddling Monk was stuck on Earth. And since he was a Time Lord, he could have regenerated into Mrs. Meridew and could even be the one who waiting on Earth for his chance to escape and be free again. I think that could actually be Mrs. Meridew is the Meddling Monk.
Ooh.
I thought it was Susan Twist. Or was it Mrs. Meridew? Was that her name in Wild Blue Yonder?
I think in Wild Blue Yonder, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, referring to the woman who popped up as Newton's... handmaiden, I guess, in Wild Blue Yonder, who also then appeared very briefly in Church on Ruby Road and was like, give me some welly! And it was the same woman.
Yeah.
And we know that she's going to have a bigger part in Season 1, so maybe...
It's annoying maybe that we know she's going to have a bigger part in Season 1, because the only reason we know that is because they released all the scripts for the 60th specials and Church on Ruby Road. Did you see that?
Yeah,
and then
that
Russell's
was
like, this person's going to have a lot more to do in the future. I was like, why would you release that?
I mean, it was kind of... I mean, for the people in their bedrooms without girlfriends like us, you can't relate, Crispy. It just kind of... Once we saw it was the same person, like, two episodes apart playing different roles, it did seem a bit too convenient. So, like, to me, that script kind of confirmed what I already knew in my head.
She's not even in Church on Ruby Road for more than 5 seconds. I didn't tweet it.
She's not even in Wild Beyonder for more than a minute.
If I had stayed off, like, Twitter and we didn't have these...
That's true.
I don't think I would have ever clocked it, like, at all.
Same.
I didn't even think they looked the same in the two episodes. You barely see her in Wild Blue Yonder in the tracking shot. It's more focused on Newton than her. Anyway, we don't have to get in this. But the Meddling Monk, I don't know much about the Meddling Monk, but there is so much chat in our community and out there on the interwebs about the Meddling Monk coming back.
The big on Big Finish, right? Like, I think the Meddling Monks had been in, like, quite a few Big Finish audio dramas. But then again, I mean, Frobisher the Penguin's been in a bunch of Big Finish audio dramas, so, like, they'll put anything in there if they need to.
I reckon that Frobisher the Penguin's going to be in season one. That's a hot take. That's a hot take
for
me.
I don't know where that's come from. I reckon that Jackie Tyler and the Sixth Doctor and that one policeman out of Torchwood will have an adventure with Frobisher and they'll fight against the Mocks of Balhoon from the end of the world.
Wow.
We've gone back to the Big Finish episode. There's my wild pitch.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I want 10,000 copies. Stat. Okay, here we go.
10,000? But I mean, what are you going to do with them? Make a building out of them.
Should we hear from Louis J? Louis J?
I agree. Let's see what Louis or Louis J has got to say. Rhymes.
Beautiful. Nice. Good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, long time listener, second time caller. In terms of predictions for season one, I don't think it'll end in a happy ending. I think it's going to be a left behind or to be continued type thing, cliffhanger or not. Yeah, that's just my thoughts. Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. A cliffhanger till Christmas? A 6-month cliffhanger?
Yeah, gosh, Russell hasn't done that before with a Titanic crashing through or a bride rocking up or...
Or the 13-month wait between Power of the Doctor and the Star Beast. That's what I was going for.
Oh, yeah, that was killer, wasn't it?
That was killer. How did we keep a podcast going? I've said that before.
I'm actually shocked by that. I don't know.
How did we not start hating each other? Actually, to be fair, I did start hating for a bit, but no one knew.
It's because he was like, in like 100 weeks' time, I'm going to be talking about how David Tennant's going to come back again.
Yeah, he's going to... Mate, I'm telling you now, he's not done. 14 Doctor spin-off is definitely happening. I just fear too much that he's going to pop up and set it up in Shooty season. I don't want him to. I'm telling you, it's going to... I want the spin-off. I don't want him to undermine Shooty. So that's what worries me.
Okay, well, back to Lewis here, Louis.
Yeah.
I think that the finale is going to be insane. I think that the end of season one is going to be huge. It might end on a cliffhanger to try and keep this fan base, this newly captured fan base.
A Christmassy cliffhanger, like the Titanic crashing in the back of the TARDIS. Yeah, I miss those.
It might be cheesy, in quotation marks, like that. Or it might just be devastating. I don't know. It's called Empire
Ruby's
of
dead.
Death.
Find out what happens next time in 6 months.
Yeah, it's 6 months' time. But I've just got a good feeling. I've really got a good feeling about the finale. Mm. And I'm excited to review it in 2 months' time. So that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited. Okay, well, thank you. Live episode.
Whoa. We don't have that much foresight, do you, Troy?
We said this last episode that 4-8 would be the live one.
I know.
Silly goose.
Hey, speaking of silly gooses, we've got Jeremy Duncan in
the chat. Silly geese, Crispy.
Oh, did I say gooses?
Just because you're Australian doesn't mean your English has to be bad. SMH.
No,
bro.
That's shocking. I went to a grammar school and I know that geese is the plural noun. Oh, crikey. Hey, do you know what the plural noun is for jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
No. It's a smack of jellyfish. Did you know that?
Oh, like the name for a group of them. I did not know that.
Yeah. Did you know for crows?
A herd?
A murder.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
Someone was intense.
Like, feeling very gothic when they went, what do we call a group of crows? I know, a murder.
And that's what gave Stephen Moffat the inspiration on how to kill Clara.
Oh, don't.
Here we go.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, actually, that works. I thought you were going to be like the Eaters of Light, and I was like, he didn't even write that, but even then, I don't want to think about crows going,
That episode was murder, though. Okay, here we go.
It really was. Jeremy Duncan, what have you got, buddy?
Hello?
Hello, Troy. Hello, Crispy. I was going to talk about maybe Sutek or the Monk or all sorts of these theories, but I think the most important thing is that I think the Doctor is going to betray Ruby's trust in this finale. I think she'll learn that the Doctor had a chance to figure out who her parents were and didn't take it, or something's going to happen in the episode which is going to fracture their relationship.
Wow. Okay. Look, Jeremy has called the podcast quite a few times now. Never let down once, I think, by a Jeremy Duncan message.
Yeah.
Not once. That you're cooking there. I think I love the narrative thread that the Doctor betrays the trust or has, as you said, has the chance to find out and doesn't take it. Wow. Ooh.
I think betray the trust, yes, but not via that method. I think if he's betraying the trust, it's by knowing who Ruby's parents are and not telling her until it's, you know, convenient for him. Because then it ties into the whole narrative cutback thing. He goes to the mum, finds out who she is, but and maybe he knows this whole time and he hasn't told Ruby. Maybe that bit, because that's still within the context of Church Ruby Road, him going back in time to save her. So he has met Ruby's mum. We don't know it yet. Narrative cutback. And then in Legend of Ruby Sunday, maybe, or Empire of Death, it's revealed that he's known this whole time and not told her. That's still a betrayal of trust. I think for someone like the Doctor, the idea of getting to find that out and choosing not to, just, I don't know. We don't know she's his Doctor that well, but I think they'll take it with both hands, you know?
What if, like, Ruby's mum's just like a Slitheen?
What if Ruby's mum's Jodie Whittaker? Remember that theory?
Left the dog at Costa. Doctor, okay, here we go.
Just okay. Walks away with a bag full of baby bells.
All right. Look, we've got some familiar faces on the on the hotline as well, but we do have Ruben
de Croxford. I like that name. That's cool.
This one was hard to hear. We can give it a go.
Give it a go, and then see that it just makes a mission for you in post to edit it. So to I'm down it. For that. Do it.
All right. Hello, Ruben. How you doing? Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Troy, tuberculosis. I think for season one, the links will become all glitchy and become like evil and self-aware and just like kill a bunch of people and stuff. Like, yeah. Okay? See ya, boys. Love ya.
Okay, I don't know what those noises were at the end. Please never do that again. Thank you very much. Blowing the Kiss was quite cute, though. In case it doesn't come out well in the edit, basically the Vlinks is going to go a bit rabid, feral, start killing people.
I feel like Russell did say that the Vlinks would have a much larger role.
Well,
it's
in one of the trailers very briefly and is much more kind of like chrome, shiny, repaired.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Well, we know that Unit is going to rock up at one point. Maybe that is the finale.
Mm.
Probably.
They're going to give Shooty the loving.
Yeah. What's up with that? What is up with that?
He just wants a bit of love. Although I've got to say, stop saying Troyberculosis. I meant to say this a couple of calls ago. This is not a bit that's carrying on. This is over.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done, kids.
Call me single if you want to upset me, not Troyberculosis.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, Troy, my boy.
Oh, it's all good. Troy, don't worry, I joke. Oh, wow. My Shadow Heart trading card on my desk. That's why Grace roasted me about that. I was like, oh, all right. You didn't have to cut so deeply.
What happened?
I had a Shadow Heart trading card on my desk.
Oh.
Baldur's Gate.
Hmm.
Did you know I like Baldur's Gate 3? Were you aware of that?
Let's have a look at all the other callers that we have
all
today.
The times that you mentioned that bloody game.
No, let's do a narrative cutback of our own and have every time Troy has mentioned bloody.
No, hang on. Narrative cutbacks are designed to reveal something to the audience they didn't already know. So
it'll say that you've never played it before. You just like
I'm
the idea
lying.
Of it.
I've been making it up this whole time.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
I've never played Baldur's Gate 1. That's a lie. I haven't played that. Okay. What have we got left? I think we've actually steamrolled through a bunch.
We've kind of smashed through it. We've got some familiar favorites. Beast Boss, Mr. Scarlo.
Mm-hmm. Every name you pick, we have to then play out. The last two.
Yeah, that's it.
We have steamrolled through calls. All right,
we have to talk to each other.
Listen, I am not giving the Beast Boss the pleasure of being the last call because I don't know what bro is cooking. I don't want the episode ending with him.
I haven't heard this one, so...
This is dangerous.
I should say, I do, listen a couple days beforehand, but I usually don't remember anything until we get to here. It's
Bro
just to make sure no one...
at the end of listening to the calls.
Literally, every time I listen to this, it's like the Beast Below when Amy's voting.
The Beast Below. And speaking of the Beast Below, Let's find the beast boss that is below.
Oh, wow. Well played. Dude, you should have a podcast. Here we go.
We really
beast
should.
Beast boss, welcome
Hello
back.
There. Aside from predicting that the Simp Club will get a lot more content, I also predict that we'll get a Doctor speech that rivals Peter Capaldi's. Anyway, that's all I've got. And as always, I'm reporting you to the council.
Love the Beast Boss so much.
I really want to read out his email because it just makes me laugh so much. Let's just say it's very self-obsessed to do with his username, and I think that's very funny.
What's... Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Beast Boss's email. Yo, we're both staring at it. Come on,
I'm staring right at it. Yeah, that's funny.
Blimey.
I mean, I think that whole silly little Battlefield into Dust thing could be part of something bigger. Who knows?
I think it would be incredibly hard to rival Peter Capaldi when it comes to Doctor Who speeches. That man...
Don't ask Twitter that.
Really? Why?
I feel like people just hate that Zygon speech now. I think part of it's because every time there's any kind of conflict or anything, people go, stop posting that speech. It's not even that good. Blah, 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 blah. It's not even that accurate. No. Even if people post it a little bit too often whenever there's some kind of violent crisis in the world, it is still one of the greatest pieces of monologue ever written. It's fantastic.
I think
so. I'm with you. It is hard to beat.
I think that Shooter Get One most definitely has the acting chops to deliver a speech of that caliber. No doubt. Yep. No doubt in my mind. But I don't know. I feel like Moffat's like really good with the speeches.
A Moffat in that speech era. For 15, three episodes. Oh, yes.
Look,
you're
this
cooking,
is a hot
you're
take.
Serving up a great dish. I don't hate it.
I think we might get, if we're going off of Beast Boss's theory, then perhaps in episode 3, to kind of sell the idea of Shooty Gat was Doctor to everyone, we might have a, oh my God, this is the Doctor speech. I think there'll definitely be something in Space Babies to kind of give us that wonder, the excitement of the world of Doctor Who. But I think that boom might sell us on the Doctor. That's my
hot
take.
You know what I say to that?
What?
Boom.
Boom, baby.
Boom. To be fair, now I've thought about it, that's a very clever strategy to have Moffat write episode 3 when it's the second week of releases, because people might watch the first two episodes and go, oh, I'll see what the next one is, and then you just hook them in with a Moffat masterpiece,
and
people just don't go anywhere.
I genuinely think that was the case. I love Russell's writing. I think it's incredibly clever stuff.
For people
but if
like
you want...
us, we'll lap up anything he writes.
Well, I think Moffat's, like, especially his, like, single installments are very, they're very much crowd pleasers for the general public. And I think Moffat might have been like, we need to do that episode 3. Get the Who's There hotline. I'm calling up Moff.
And it's also because, you know, when he was the showrunner, he's having to consequent with loads of stories. And, you know, some of them are still slam dunks, but some of them leave a bit to be desired. Whereas when he didn't have as much pressure and he could just really focus on that one good story, it was always a slam dunk. Everything he wrote under Russell's era was phenomenal. So now we're getting that Moffat back again, fingers crossed, which means we should have a bona fide 9 or 10 out of 10 on our hands. And which I know is placing unfair expectations, but based on what we know about him, it feels realistic.
It's not even unfair. Look at the IMDb. The man is all over the top 10. Okay, like the man has built his reputation on that. And all of the top 10 episodes of Doctor Who weren't even in Russell's era. A lot of them were, but man, the man is able to deliver a solid script. So sorry, Moffat, we're complimenting you, but the stakes have never been higher for you to deliver, my friend. And if you don't, I will not watch episode 4.
Boom. All right, what's Mr. Scarlow got to say?
Hello, Mr. Scarlow. Welcome back.
Grand finale.
Right. My final prediction for series 14 / season 1 is not much. It's something very small. I think that Varada Sefu will appear in the finale, whether it's episode 7, The Legend of Ruby Sunday, or episode 8, Empire Death. I don't know. I've just got a feeling that she'll appear there. So that's basically it. No idea how. But yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Varada Sethu showing up earlier than expected.
I can see it happening. It wouldn't
possible.
Be... Look, the way Doctor Who films stuff, I feel like they would have wrapped on season 1 well before Varada Sethu's casting in Doctor Who. However, they've been able... Like, they added John Hurt to the end of Name of the Doctor very quickly. They were able to... Feel like, and they've had so much time. They
Snowman,
could have been like,
Church Newby Road, that was done later. Yeah. No exactly. excuses, you say. Yeah.
No excuse. I think the Russell, the tease Davies might be like, oh, that might be nice to have like Verona rock up at some stage. Also, I think let's make this a thing from now on for callers of the show. I think that I haven't seen anything, but I think that her companion name has been leaked somehow. Or someone heard it on set. Yeah, I don't want to know, okay?
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. And as we've said before, don't send leaks our way. Because we've kind of both taken a backseat on those.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's worked quite nicely for both Troy and I. I feel like I got quite caught up in it, all of it. And look, to be honest, the 60th really didn't have that many surprises for me. Apart from Stooky Bill. But yeah. I going into season one, I know literally nothing. I'm so excited to go into this season blind. So let's avoid leaks and filming spoilers unless it is something that has been officially released by the BBC or it's a popular theory. We're allowed to theorize. But if you know
knowing the word bigeneration, and that broke my heart. Because I was like, I knew something was off about the regeneration. I didn't quite know what, but I could figure bigeneration in my head. I was like, we're going to get two doctors at the same time? Is that what's happening? Is that why everyone's so upset?
I heard,
which, by the way, in hindsight, split. What were you upset about, man? That was great. I don't care.
What, in bigeneration? Oh, I could go into that. I could go into that.
Oh, yeah, of course you
could. In fact, we did in an episode, didn't we?
You don't play ball with logic, Crispy, so.
No. No.
See what I did there? It was a very clever joke about...
Who has the balls?
Leave my balls.
The balls. Yeah, wow.
You have I don't understand. Leave my balls.
Oh, my God.
I love that meme. I love it very much. And on that note, that wraps up episode 107.
I don't know, man.
Have lost track. Yep, 107.
We're so far deep. That's 107. My goodness gracious me. But everyone watching on YouTube, please let us know in the comments, what are your hopes? What are your dreams for season one?
just in life, generally.
And just in life. Yeah, where you're going, what you're doing. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. We greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
If you could give us a follow on TikTok and Instagram, heck, I'll give you a crisp high five, an actual crisp high five, because it's your boy Crispy. I'm one of the only people in the world that can do that.
And join the Discord, because I'm one of the only people in this call who'll talk to you there.
I'll get a notification some days. I'll be like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's nice.
Well, Crispy, I'm going to say something crazy now.
Yeah, mate. Oh, gosh.
The next time people hear from us, Doctor Who will be back.
I'm so excited.
The next time,
idea.
The next time we speak, Doctor Who will be back.
That is insane.
Yep.
That is insane to me.
Insane. In the membrane.
What? I'm going to get Doctor Who at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I'm going to get it at midnight.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to feel like a Taylor Swift fan in 2022. Anyway, Sam. See what I did there?
You're the anti-hero, dude. Joke.
We haven't talked about Tortured Poets Department on here. Have you heard that album?
I heard the first 3 songs.
What do you think about it?
It's pretty good. I think Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist.
Shut up. I'm gonna end on a bombshell here. I think the album's pretty mid. So thank you all very much for listening. We'll see you all next time.
You can't say that.
I like Taylor Swift. That album is mid. Don't care. So thank you all very much for listening. We will see you all next time where we review Space Babies on the earlier date of Monday at the usual time of 6 a.m. BST. And then Tuesday, the usual date, we'll have The Devil's Chord. We could do with some special guests, Crispy. That'd be cool for one of the episodes, maybe.
That would be so great. That would be...
I'm kind of 50-50 on it.
I'm a bit 50-50 on it as well. I have, I'm actually getting in a drum kit, by the way. Completely separate. It's going to have a kick and a snare on it. It's going to have a snare on it. We're going to have a snares on it. That's not confirmed, by the way.
Yeah, that's not confirmed. I was going to say, I was just purely teasing the one we were 50-50 about. I was trying to give you a bit of aid in here.
Yeah, that.
I'm not trying to do a con or something.
Oh my gosh, you're actually quite good at this.
Thank you very much.
You're joshing me.
Stop it.
Oh gosh. Ace Creeper.
None of these are confirmed, by the way. Nothing's confirmed. 50-50, so...
We really just want some guests.
If you're listening to this, Josh
Nares
or George Sheard, you're going to be getting contacted very soon. Please keep
very
your DMs
soon
open. Thank
from
you very
Crispy
much.
Pro.
All right.
Yeah.
Until next time, it's goodbye from Crispy.
See you later.
And it's goodbye from me. See you later. Al on Z, baby.
Al on Z, see you in season one!